This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was an exhibition opening at the Louvre Museum in Paris last week, one of the biggest shows ever of Leonardo da Vinci's work to mark the 500th anniversary of his death. It took 10 years to track down all the pieces and negotiate the terms under which they could be borrowed. The Wall Street Journal had a story the other day about the cutthroat deal-making that museums have to go through to mount exhibitions like this one. Kelly Crow had the byline in the Journal. Kelly, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So let's go through it step by step. So a number of years ago, the curator that you talked to at the Louvre decided he wanted to do a 500th anniversary thing for Da Vinci. What were his first steps? I mean, did he put together a wish list, basically?
Yeah, so typically they really do start out as historians. And he said, you know, you really do approach at least the concept of the show from a really academic sort of nerdy way. Like what new thing, right, can I explore about this artist? And then once that concept hangs, then what artworks do I need to really be able to illustrate it? And what do we have that's already in-house? And what would I need to go borrow? And it really is, they kind of approach it in a real methodical, strategic way in order to be able to put these shows together.
And the more you lend, the easier it is to get stuff, right? I mean, I guess calling in favors is a way to put it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really is because, I mean, if you really think about it, these artworks are all precious and they're all one-offs, you know? I mean, that's the reason why we think they're valuable enough to be in the museum. So there are only about 20 Da Vinci paintings maximum in the world. So not every museum has one. And if you do not have one, either you buy one or you borrow one. There are very few options. Or you show a poster, which is not cool. So you've got to get the real deal.
Right, kind of lame. It is fundamentally a barter economy. I've got this thing, I'll give you this. You've got that, you give me that, right?
Yeah, it's fun because I sort of, years ago, I assumed that this was a major revenue stream for these big museums. I thought, oh gosh, these big encyclopedic museums that do have the best collections, they're probably making major hay with, being able to rent out the artworks. But it turned out to be a lot more of an academic realm in terms of bartering for things rather than renting them. I always get this like air traffic controller vibe about it, right? Like these, you know, museum directors around the world are really like conducting art around the planet. And it really is driven on the barter system by and large.
A couple of logistics questions as these paintings go around the world. Number one, insurance. And number two, who's responsible for these things as they are on loan?
Yeah, that's a good question. So that's really where the money comes in terms of a museum borrowing works. They won't necessarily need to rent the painting, but the borrower will cover any damage to the painting, what they call from nail to nail. So basically from the time that the painting is taken off the nail on the wall in one museum until it returns.
Wow.
So the borrower of a Caravaggio had to insure this Caravaggio for $120 million. Ooh. So obviously this is not your typical FedEx. This is much more tailored. Right. And that's where the big money, I think, tends to be sorted out within this realm.
The kicker on this story, and I love this so much, is that the Louvre has maybe the most famous Da Vinci, right? The Mona Lisa, but that's not going to be part of this exhibition.
Yeah, it's really fun. And I felt like, gosh, they did all this literal heavy lifting and they brought in the French president and there was like major moments that, required to pull this show together. But the one painting that they knew not to even ask for is the one literally under their own roof, the Mona Lisa, because she's in her own bulletproof glass encased, little pod.
Yeah.
And about 30,000 people a day come through the museum just to see her. The exhibit spaces where they've set up all the other Da Vinci's really can only handle about 7,000 people a day. So it really wasn't even, I mean, it would have been, it's a pity because I think it would have been really awesome to see them side by side. But, a curator can do what he can do. he wasn't able to pull that one off.
Kelly Crow covers art in the art market for the Wall Street Journal. Totally fascinating piece about how these exhibitions get put together. Kelly, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.